a single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer. CGN TV.
Welcome to Living Life. When you were younger, and even now, as you go through the educational process, you always seek to get the best grades that you can and do the best you can. You would never seek to just do average work, would you? Of course. I mean, we would try to get the best grades. We would try to excel to the highest extent possible. And especially with our parents would tell us, you know, don't bring home anything less than an A. So it's Paul, in a sense, and when we look at this passage, is telling the Corinthians to eagerly desire the spiritual gifts, but excel in those gifts that edify the body and build up the church. Let's take a look at the passage.
First Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. Indeed, no one understands him. He utters mysteries with his spirit. But everyone who prophesies speaks to men for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. He who prophesies is greater than one who speaks in tongues unless he interprets so that the church may be edified. Now, brothers, if I come to you and speak in tongues, what good will I be to you unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or word of instruction? Even in the case of lifeless things that make sounds, such as the flute or harp, how will anyone know what tune is being played unless there is a distinction in the notes? Again, if the trumpet does not sound a clear call, who will get ready for battle? So it is with you. Unless you speak intelligible words with your tongue, how will anyone know what you are saying? You will just be speaking into the air. Undoubtedly, there are all sorts of languages in the world, yet none of them is without meaning. If then I do not grasp the meaning of what someone is saying, I am a foreigner to the speaker, and he is a foreigner to me. So it is with you. Since you are eager to have spiritual gifts, try to excel in gifts that build up the church.
Welcome back to Living Life. As we look at the passage, we see that Paul is continuing his thought from chapter 12 and from chapter 13 of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. In chapter 14, when the chapter opens, Paul tells the Corinthians to follow the way of love and eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. So Paul is actually combining thoughts in chapter 12 when he talked about eagerly desiring the gifts, but eagerly desiring the higher gifts or the greater gifts, the gifts that build up the body, the gifts that are mutually edifying to the church body. But he also is combining chapter 13, where he talks about the way of love, and he talks about love being the most excellent way. So he takes those two thoughts from chapter 12 and chapter 13, and he begins chapter 14 and tells the Corinthians to look and to begin to continue in the way of love, but also eagerly desire the spiritual gifts. But the difference in 14 is he actually gives a concrete example and actually focuses on prophecy as one of the higher gifts or greater gifts that he was referring to in chapter 12. And he talks about prophecy. Prophecy is really two particular dimensions. One dimension of prophecy is foretelling, where someone might predict the future or predict future events. The other aspect of prophecy is really forthtelling, which is proclaiming the word of God or telling the truth of God. Preaching would be an example of prophecy. So Paul is saying, eagerly desire prophecy, one of the higher gifts, because prophecy edifies the body. Prophecy builds up the body, because prophecy is a message for the entire church, not just for one person. Tongues, as we learned earlier, is a message, as we learn a little further on as we go, is a message from God for basically one person without interpretation of those tongues. So Paul talks about prophecy as being that higher gift and eagerly desiring. Paul also talks about, from the standpoint, not just eagerly desiring, but Paul talks about excelling and seeking those gifts, the higher gifts like prophecy or healing, those gifts that would be for the entire body or for the lifting up of the entire body. Now, it's interesting, Paul had the gift of tongues, and Paul had many gifts, but he also had the gift of tongues. And Paul talks about and begins the contrast here and says that it's more important to speak intelligible words so that those around can understand them and receive some kind of blessing from those words, as opposed to speaking tongues and speaking in unintelligible words without interpretation, and the persons around you cannot benefit or be blessed by those words. So Paul is beginning to draw a contrast here in terms of the higher gifts of the Spirit. The Spirit distributes the gifts as he wills, and Paul is just distinguishing between gifts like prophecy that will really build up the church, because Paul was the overseer of the church, very concerned about building up the church, building up people's life, and the gifts are for that purpose. The gifts that the Spirit gives us are not for our individual use. The gifts are used for the body. The gifts are not meant to hoard unto ourselves or to say to somebody, look what I have, or look what God has given me, or look how spiritual I am. No, that's not the purpose for the gifts. The purpose for the gifts are that the body might be strengthened, that the body might be brought to unity, that the body might be built up. Those are the purposes for the gifts that God gives us. And Paul is, in a sense, reminding, and he's also pointing out to the Corinthian church, this young Corinthian church that was spiritually blessed with many gifts. He's trying to get them to understand and begin to see how to use these gifts in a proper way that will not only just edify the church, but also edify God. So he says to them, I want this church, as all the churches in Corinth, because remember, when a letter was sent, the letter didn't go just to one particular church. The letter would go to all the churches in that area. So Paul is putting the word out to all the churches in the area, in Corinth, in that Corinthian area, that the gifts are to be used in this particular way, and prophecy is a gift that you should eagerly desire and eagerly excel in. And so he would rather that people utilize prophecy as opposed to speaking in tongues, even though Paul himself could speak in tongues. But prophecy, because Paul's mindset was in love, was for the church and was for the people and for building up the people ultimately. What are you using the gifts that God has given you for? Are you using those gifts in a competitive way? Are you using the gifts to show people how favored you are by God or how spiritual you are? Or are you using the gifts to build up the body of Christ so that others might be strengthened, that other your weaker brothers and weaker sisters might come to know that God is present with them based upon your proper use of the gifts? I pray that that would be the purpose and that would be the use of the gifts that the Spirit has given you. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for this time, this moment, and we thank you for your word and the truth of your word, and I pray for the penetration of your word in the hearts of those who are listening, in the hearts of believers, that they might begin to understand that you love them and that you have gifted them so that they can use the gifts in a proper way for the building up of your church, which you are the head of. We ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world that's stepping in closer, see Jesus.